Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today, the Church honors three saints. Two of them probably aren't all that well known. St. Louis Martin and his wife, St. Zélie Martin. They were the parents of St. Thérèse of Lisieux. And it's also the feast of St. Veronica. She's mentioned in the sixth station of the Stations of the Cross, having wiped the face of Jesus. And so we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, but before we dare go any further, we do need to take a moment acknowledging our own sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience. Looking back in the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness, and we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, strength of those who hope in you, graciously hear our pleas. And since without you, mortal frailty can do nothing, grant us always the help of your grace, that in following your commands, we may please you by our resolve and our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. In the days of Ahaz, king of Judah, son of Jotham, son of Uzziah, Rezin, king of Aram, and Pekah, king of Israel, son of Remaliah, went up to attack Jerusalem, but they were not able to conquer it. When word came to the house of David that Aram was encamped in Ephraim, the heart of the king and the heart of the people trembled, as the trees of the forest tremble in the wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, Go out to meet Ahaz, you and your son Shir Jashub, at the end of the conduit of the upper pool, on the highway of the fuller's field, and say to him, Take care, you remain tranquil and do not fear. Let not your courage fail. Before these two stumps of smoldering brands, the blazing anger of Rezin and the Arameans and of the son of Remaliah, because of the mischief of that Aram, Ephraim and the son of Remaliah plots against you, saying, Let us go and tear Judah asunder, make it our own by force, and appoint the son of Tabeel king there. Thus says the Lord, This shall not stand, it shall not be. Damascus is the capital of Aram, and Rezin is the head of Damascus. Samaria is the capital of Ephraim, and Remaliah's son, the head of Samaria. But within 60 years and five, Ephraim shall be crushed, no longer a nation. Unless your faith is firm, you shall not be firm. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God upholds his city forever.
God upholds his city forever.
Great is the Lord, and holy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, fairest of heights, is the joy of all the earth.
God upholds his city forever.
Mount Zion, the recesses of the north, is the city of the great king. God is with her castles. Renowned is he as a stronghold.
God upholds his city forever.
For lo, the kings assemble, they come on together. They also see, and at once are stunned, terrified, and routed.
God upholds his city forever.
Quaking seizes them there, anguish like a woman's in labor. As though a wind from the east were shattering ships of Tarshish.
God upholds his city forever.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
My friends, the Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin, woe to you, Bethsaida, for if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. As for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the nether world. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the Gospels, we find Jesus in so very many different temperaments. Sometimes he can be gentle like a lamb, and he can reach out, he can heal, he can touch, he does the miracles, people are overwhelmed. And then at the same time, sometimes we find him to be quite harsh. And in today's gospel, he is harsh on the cities where he has already been and preached and taught and lived with the people for a while, gave them his message, and they must have gone in another direction. And he finds that intolerable. He is really concerned about their lack of faith. Why didn't you believe in me? Why aren't you doing perhaps what you said you would do, but now that I'm gone, you're doing what you want to do? Quite a few people know that I have a Facebook page, and I go to it every single day. And if you have one yourself, you know that sometimes Facebook, when you first sign on, gives you a memory of something that you may have posted a year or two or three or half a dozen years ago. And yesterday, a memory came up that I posted 6 years ago, and I posted it again yesterday. And it's not a cartoon, but a drawing of God, the Almighty Father, looking down on earth. And he seems to be shouting, and his hands are extended, stop it! I'm wondering right now if this would be something that God the Father would be doing in addition to Jesus in today's gospel. Your lack of faith, stop it, be more faithful. Terrorism, stop it. Don't do things like that. The war that's going on right now, stop it. My son came to bring you peace, but you're going in another direction. Whether it be the sin against abortion, stop it. We have to have a respect for life. There's so very many different things where God has got to be saying to the people on earth, he's got to be saying to us, just as he did 2,000 years ago, stop it. Go in another direction. Remember that commandment of love, of loving God, of loving your neighbor. We have sometimes forgotten that, and we go off in another direction. In just a moment of quiet prayer, we bow our heads for a moment, asking at least for ourselves that we can remain faithful what Jesus asks us to do. Sometimes it's difficult to do, but we know what the right direction is if we are to be faithful and trust in the words of Jesus. So we bow our heads, asking God to give us the courage to always go in the direction that he wants us to go as individuals, as a church, as a country, as a world. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs, the prayers, the petitions that we bring. For Pope Francis, that his teaching and example will have a great effect on the whole world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in holy vocations to priesthood, religious life, and sacramental marriage, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace throughout the world, especially in nations that are dealing with civil unrest, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government leaders, that they will seek guidance from our Lord in order to govern according to his will, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For a greater respect for the sanctity of marriage and family life, and that spouses will mirror Christ's love for the church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Karen Twyman, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all of his holy church.
O God, who in the offerings presented here provide for the twofold needs of human nature, nourishing us with food and renewing us with your sacrament, grant, we pray, that the sustenance that they provide may not fail us in body or in spirit, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him with great goodness you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, All the redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too extol you with all the angels, as in joyful celebration we acclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with St. Louis, with St. Zeli, with St. Veronica, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. And graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And please offer each other a sign of peace. Together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Lord Jesus Christ. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is now a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us stand now to conclude our prayer. As this reception of your Holy Communion, O Lord, foreshadows the union of the faithful in you, so may it bring about unity in your church through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next on Relevant Radio, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke you, we humbly pray,
into thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
My story is my path from Protestantism to Catholicism. And tomorrow, my wife and I are doing convalidation. My wife is Catholic. My wife is a cradle Catholic. We were married in 81. And in 81, they told me I had to become a Catholic to get married in the Catholic Church. And I was defiant. I was young and defiant. So we got married in the Protestant Church. And we lived our life away from religion. I lived my life away from religion. I was baptized Presbyterian. In 97, my life hit a bottom point, and I started seeking, and I went back to my baptismal church because I still was defiant against the rules and regulations of the Catholic Church. And to me, the Protestant Church was perfect at that time because I wasn't ready for the Catholic Church, and it was kind of mother's milk for me. And as I walked my walk, the very things of the Catholic Church that would have turned me away years ago are now, as the events of the world and the different interpretations of the Protestant Church to conform to the world, those things of the Catholic Church that would have turned me away are the actual things that attracted me to the Catholic Church. So here I am, where I was offered at the age of 21, become a Catholic. I'm 61, and tomorrow I'm marrying my wife in the eyes of God and the Catholic Church. And you cleared a lot of things up for me, so I want to thank you for that. And I believe this is my path, and who knows what is next.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. Gifts are tax deductible as allowed by law. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.